Tefillah for Life, Shir 458, Wednesday, Parshas Vayakel. We are explaining why Hoidu, according to Nusach Sfard, is before Baruch Shomar, and according to Nusach Ashkenaz, is after Baruch Shomar. And we explain that the purpose of Hoidu is to clarify, even in the evil forces, so to speak, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created. Now, of course, the evil forces are also a creation of Hashem. They also serve a purpose in this world. And the purpose of those forces is that we should clarify that they're false. And when we clarify that these things that seem very powerful are really nothing, and really the Rabbeinu Shalom's in control, we are fulfilling the purpose of these forces and the purpose of the world in general. And that primarily happens by Hoidu, like we explained. Hoidu is a direct address to those koiches hara. Hoidiyu va'amim alilaysav. Kiru v'shmoy, announce it. Announce it outside in the public. Even if we don't physically announce it outside. But that's the message of Hoidu. Addressing the negative to its face and telling it, so to speak, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is in control and the negativity is all emptiness. That is a discussion when we should say this tefillah. Either we say it together with brachas and karbanos, which the Sfarim teach us are in the Olam Ha'asiyah, are in our world, our physical world, which is mostly hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu almost at all in this world, unless you look for Him. So it's the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most hidden. That's the purpose of the first part in davening, to open up, to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So therefore, in this world, Nusach Sfard says the words of Hoidu, to also clarify to the Koiches Hara, to the negative forces, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Nusach Ashkenaz says it in Psukah Dezimra, which is when a person ascends to the next world, the world of the Malachim, and even over there, there's a necessity for clarification to show which malachim demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pure Ratzon and which malachim are only there to be clarified and to prove that they are only emptiness. So Nusach Ashkenaz says it in the Olam of the malachim. Now again, these are concepts that we can't fully understand. But one thing we should be able to internalize, the power of our tefillah. A person stands in his spot and says brachas and says karbanos, and then says Baruch Shomar. We don't see it, but we get transcended to a different world. We are not standing in the physical world anymore. We are in the world of the malachim. And then when we begin Birchas Kriya Shema, we move up to a higher world. And Shemoneh Esrei, we will see Bez Hashem, is even a higher world. And that is the way we have to view tefillah. Even though it seems like it's something small and we do it three times a day, but it is a transcending experience to the upper worlds. We are not here anymore. We are coming closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the more we try to internalize these concepts, even though we don't fully understand them, the more we'll be able to put feeling and emotion into our tefillah.